This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
This is FUBAR Radio. Ollie and Simon here with you. And over the next couple of hours, we'll be looking back at what's been happening on planet Earth through our eyes over the last week. We'll be using what's been trending worldwide on Twitter. We'll be having someone on the line who will be trying to banish a nation's pet peeve into room 102. And just generally looking at some of the more weird and wonderful stories.
Yeah, including your chest, which is probably the highlight of your week.
Yeah, so Simon and I, we work in radio, generally. That's our job.
Hence right now. So
yeah, but I always say that, like, that is our job. We're paid to do that, which is remarkable.
It is crazy. Yeah.
And as part of that, I had to have my chest waxed.
It wasn't like a company policy. It was a part of a promotion we were doing.
I'm quite sensitive. You know, I can't eat anything. And I should have seen the allergic reaction coming.
Ollie looks like just his torso has got chicken pox, but the rest got it when he was two.
I'll show you now.
Look at that.
But that is so much better.
That looks like a spotted dick that's been left out for 10 years.
I had like horrendous like acne over my hot. Like, I won't be able to take my top off for weeks.
You look dreadful
after that.
Your girlfriend's out of the country though, so it's all
my
good.
My advice to you is, if you are gonna get waxed, test a small area.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have quite dark hair, just, you know, think to yourself, are the aesthetics worth the risk?
Sure. That's what you should have thought of before that happened. Highlight of my week was going into Sports World when, you never guess what, there was a sale on. No one saw that coming.
Why the fuck is Sports World been closing down for 15 years?
They should put adverts out when it's not closing down. Like DFS, like, we're not closed, don't come for these 2 weeks, but the other 50 weeks of the year, turn up. That's ideal.
Just a side note for Sports Direct. When you walk in, have you seen the size of those shelves?
No, I don't know how you get
stuff
in there.
Like, the only people that can get the Man U shirts off the top are window cleaners.
Yeah, can I try those trainers on? Yeah, I'll just get the pole vault. Unbelievable.
Yeah. They do sell those, so it's quite useful.
I was in Sports World with my girlfriend and her sister, and I was at the front of a long queue paying for some sports.
I'll set the scene.
Tops.
They are very emotional, irrational, identical twins.
Oh, thanks, mate. That makes me sound really lucky.
I want to paint the picture so people get to know your...
Good, yeah. Well, we were in there. I was buying some stuff. They were fannying about somewhere else in the store. It was really busy, though. It was on a Saturday. And my girlfriend's sister punched one of the stalls because it had a punching bag on it. So it was like a boxing display. It was like a standalone stall. And it had a big, like, metal frame. So when she punched the punching bag, like, just joshing around, just like, oh, punch the punching bag, the whole thing collapsed. And it was so loud. Like, I thought, like, something very serious to happen. Like, someone had fallen off a ladder or collapsed on their pole vault getting some trainers down. I thought it was really bad. Everyone turned around. The whole store, like, turned around. She decided, instead of facing the music or going, oh, really sorry, like an adult, to pick it up, she ran away. She ran off. So she's in her mid-20s.
But the problem is with that...
Something to be proud
of. Is that
there.
She knows exactly what she's doing, because she bolted knowing that the guy on the CCTV is going to zoom in and see her identical sister
stood next to
boxing.
That's ideal.
She knows exactly what's going on.
It's clever.
I also forgot to mention that I had a new experience over the weekend.
Yeah.
So...
The rash finally
everyone knows that plans made in the pub...
Never eventually... No.
So, for example, last week,
never
all of my friends on a Friday...
We've all had the same conversations, haven't
we? Seven of us...
Let's buy a pub.
Seven of us were going bouldering on the Monday.
Bouldering?
Yeah, going bouldering.
Really?
We made the decision in the pub that seven of us were going to go bouldering. Right? Of course it never happened.
That's not normal, is it?
So on Friday night, I was out with a friend. Her boyfriend lives on a farm. And I was out drinking with him. We'd had a few drinks. He said, oh, yeah, I'm going stalking tomorrow.
What, like girls?
No. Like animals.
What?
Like hunting.
Oh, hunting.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So
I didn't realise stalking meant hunting.
In my drunken state, I must have agreed to this because I woke up to an alarm going, time to go hunting.
It doesn't sit comfortably with me, that.
And I went. And
okay.
at first I thought, I don't know how I'm going to feel killing something.
What are you hunting for?
But, so pheasants, pests
for
on
food.
The farm. Pests on the farm.
Pests? Is
yeah,
a pheasant
like wood
a pest?
Pigeons, crows. No, pheasants aren't. You can eat those.
Yeah.
But like wood pigeons, crows, rabbits, that sort of thing. They're
right.
Pests. They need to be culled, right?
Okay.
Yeah, that's not my words. That's the farmer's words, right?
Oh, okay.
So I wasn't sure. I thought to myself, well, look, I eat meat. Therefore, I should be able to kill something. So mm-hmm. I wanted to do it. I wanted to go through with the act. But I thought I might react badly. I thought I might feel... I might
guilty.
Purposely try and miss.
Yeah.
So I had a first few shots where I genuinely did miss. Turns out I'm a terrible shot.
Good.
Like, I got the closest to, like, a big pheasant and just missed wildly.
Really?
It made me really bloodthirsty.
What?
After a few hours, I wanted the kill.
Genuinely?
I mean that.
I don't...
I wanted the kill.
That is
weird. To the
weird.
Point where anything that came in front of that site, I would have had a go at. Like, he had his dog off the lead.
And
there was a couple
trigger,
of times
trigger
where
happy.
Tali came running across and I had her in my sights.
See that? I don't know. I think if I was killing the thing for the meat there and then, or I was, you know, training in a butcher's or something, I'd go through with killing the animal because I eat meat. I'd have to justify it. But just killing rabbits because they're eating a bit of crop, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do that.
We're going to find out what's been trending worldwide over the last week. Twitter news, it's on the way next.
Give you my heart.
play Sky Full of Stars. This is FUBAR Radio. Ollie and Simon here. We're going to play you Bowie, Rebel Rebel, in a sec. Now, we're joined by Sebastian, our news reading friend, who is also a hardcore Boston United fan. I think actually...
It might surprise you to know I don't have any other newsreader friends that are also Boston United fans. You are the only one.
Ah.
Just thought I'd let you know.
Thanks.
I've got a few. So one of the most important things when we look back at the last week on planet Earth is obviously what's been happening on Twitter. It's like a real life measure of what has literally been trending worldwide, what's been going on in the world. So Seb's got some of the biggest trends that have been going on, starting with...
Yeah, I mean, this is pretty much how I do my job these days, just go on a Twitter and see what people are talking about. Kanye West.
Why is he in the news again? It doesn't surprise me that he's on Twitter and being
quite famous.
Yeah, I've heard of him. We've definitely heard of him. Have you heard of him?
I know exactly why he's trending, though, and particularly in the last week.
Yeah.
Because it was announced...
He's headlining Glastonbury.
Oh, sorry. I did hear that. I just forgot. I don't care about it. I just can't stand the man. I really can't.
Once you've seen him live...
Well, you know, I was... When I was at the Brits a couple of weeks ago, just thought...
I did set you up.
Yeah, cheers. It was just so embarrassing. I know everyone at home was just a bit embarrassed by it all because you didn't hear most of it, did you? Because it was all bleeped out.
It was the best Kanye song I've ever heard.
I mean, I was about a minute in, I was sat there thinking, wait a minute, this is the 100th time I've heard the word nigger. I don't think there's any way that this is being broadcast live.
And there's always a slight discomfort with that word. Because even
I felt it just then.
Even yeah, no, I did. I was like, because even with a rap artist who you know allegedly can say that at the Brits, it's so like middle class.
It feels family friendly, doesn't it?
There's all
it,
these
the
people drinking Verve Clicquot, and every time they hear it, the glasses chink. Like, that was not a racial slur again with the glasses. I just want to say that. A couple of tweets have come in. Let's hope Taylor Swift comes on stage and takes the mic. # Kanye West. Because do you remember when he went up at the.
Grammys. He went and took it. Beck won Best Album,
he did it with Taylor Swift the year before, and then this year...
Oh, what's he doing? Just leave it all. I can't stand the guy. I really can't.
Okay.
Does nothing.
The next thing trending.
The next thing trending. Solar eclipse.
This was the one of the bigger anti-climaxes of 2015 for me. I still have...
Second to sex life, but yeah.
I still have the... For some reason, the Daily Mail, from the day after the solar eclipse in 1999.
You'd been like eight.
What yeah. And my dad told me, he goes, oh, keep that, it'll be worse than it one day.
Oh, wait. What?
Well, I was like, he didn't see the internet coming. I'll tell him about that. I was really, really excited about this. And we all stood outside the studios, didn't we?
Yeah, we were all just like gathered around. But I didn't... We were all going to each other, oh, it's going to get dark in a minute. It's going to get like pitch black. And you were like, yeah, the birds are going to start chirping. They're going to think they can start getting busy with each other. And then they'll like wake up 3 minutes later.
It was like
but it didn't happen, did it?
Jade in our office was stood outside looking up, and I was like, Jade, don't look at this, don't look at the. She's like, why? I'm like, because it'll burn your retinas, love. It will.
That'll burn through those.
I've got glasses, and I was like, if anything, that's just magnifying the solar rays that are going to the back of your eyes right now.
It never went dark, did it? I saw loads of photos online that people have posted, and it looked really pitch black, but I don't know whether that was a filter or.
Can I read my favourite tweet that I saw about the solar eclipse?
Go on.
Okay, Sally on Twitter. The solar eclipse was as anticlimactic as seeing my husband's penis for the first time. It gets better. Tagged him in the post.
Oh, he's gutted, isn't he?
Him or it.
Couldn't see.
Moving really swiftly on from Sally on Twitter's husband's penis. appropriately before Twitter... Before Twitter, this has been trending. This is people basically talking about what you used to do pre-Twitter, if you can remember that far back.
Did I do? Probably the same as I do now. I've tweeted like 200 times. I've had it for 8 years. I've tweeted 200 times.
It's been going for 8 years.
Something like that.
Longer than that. You weren't a pioneer of Twitter, were you?
I think I got it in 2007, so yeah. 8 years. I've done 200 tweets ever, though. I don't know. I'm rubbish at it. I understand it, but I just cannot muster the energy to keep doing it. I really can't.
For me, it's the, you know, I'm not a big fan of Facebook, and I'm not a big fan of... I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm the same as everyone else. I love the reward of someone liking stuff. I do genuinely get a kick out of... Yeah. You know, I am. I am totally.
Desperate?
I think so. I must be.
Insecure? Because,
needy.
Oh, insecure,
mummy's
needy,
boy.
Mummy's boy, desperate, yeah. All of that. Because I do get a kick... From if I post something, it gets lots of likes.
But you never post on Facebook, do you?
No, I never do it because I find it so like cringe. Like I can't. Do you know what I mean? Just the thought of.
You sound like a 14-year-old girl.
No, but do you know what I mean? Just look, what would I say? Like a little. Here I am, Monday. Like dinner. Like
it didn't stop you showing off pictures of your haircut on Instagram, though, does it?
Yeah, that's true.
But I on Instagram, I have posted some stuff recently, and I've quite enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So the answer to that is I don't have the grammatical prowess to squeeze what I want to say into 140 characters. That's
can't,
me out of
can't
the,
spell properly.
Yeah, that's me out of the run anyway.
Yeah.
And also I just can't be bothered to tell people what I'm doing. I always just think to myself, who cares?
No one cares.
It really makes people self-important, doesn't it?
One of my favourite tweets around this hashtag was someone put, before Twitter, I used to have to follow my friends 2 yards behind them always. Which was rather fitting. Love that.
And lastly, this is Best Fan Army, which, you know, you've got, like, directioners for...
One Direction.
For One Direction fans. Just people coming up with names for fan groups for certain. Well, you know, no one's got life on Twitter, have they? That's why.
it's rubbish things like this. It coincides.
He's so frustrated. He wants to talk about politics and stuff. He looks so annoyed.
It coincides with a big week where, you know, the potential split of One Direction after.
Was it Liam that was caught? No, Zayn.
Zayn was caught. What was he doing? Just fondling?
He had his hand round a girl that he shouldn't have, and now he's quit because of stress. And another one's broken up with his missus of 4 years.
I tell you what, so. He's quit because of something. It begins with S, and it's not stress. It ends in TI.
But anyway, yeah. So it's just thinking of names for groups of
no
fans.
No one comes out of Thailand unscathed.
Apparently, Taylor Swift fans are called Swifties.
Yeah, that is true.
Don't like that.
That's the worst.
Sounds like an STI as well. They all do. All of these groups.
What a Swiftie. What sort of STI is it?
I don't know.
Oral. It's oral STI.
Yeah, it's got another meaning for me, a Swiftie.
And that is what's trending worldwide.
FUBAR. Giving radio the finger.
Bowie, Rebel Rebel, this is FUBAR Radio. Hello, Ollie and Simon here with you. And we were talking about the top things that were trending worldwide. Each week on the show, we look back at the sort of the recent things that have happened on planet Earth. One of the great indicators is, of course, Twitter. And one of the big... Seb, what was the final hashtag today?
Yeah, it was Best Fan Army. This is the collective noun for fans of a certain group.
I just want to revisit this really quickly because
the Claptons. That sounds like an STI as well.
The Claptons?
Yeah. You're obsessed with STIs.
They all sound like STIs.
Who are the Claptons?
Fans of Eric Clapton.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
He doesn't call them the Claptons.
Yeah. Hello to my Claptons.
No,
big shout out to the Claptons.
No, he doesn't. That definitely
keep some
like,
cream on it, Claptons.
Put some cream on it. It sounds like an STI. So I think we've missed. Producer Andy has had a little dig around at some of the fan army tweets. So this is an insight into the minds of teenage girls that are genuinely affected by the potential breakup of.
Right. Okay. I'm a bit worried about this.
Liam and his girlfriend were mentioned in a tweet by someone that said, "The dog is not going to see tomorrow if I can help it. You were supposed to come back for me, Liam."
They are so crazy.
That sounds psychotic.
I don't understand. How has this happened? This happened during the Take That years and stuff.
Yeah, this is what it is. It's fangirling, Simon. This is what goes on. Have you got any more?
Yes. Harry Styles did a GQ cover.
I've got that one.
apparently, he came across quite bad.
Oh, no.
Someone's tweeted, "Harry's cover says he's up all night trying to get lucky. British GQ, you're making him sound like a whore. He's not a fucking whore, you stupid cunts."
My goodness gracious. I mean, that is...
But that's the beauty of Twitter. Say whatever you want.
How does it get to this stage, though? What point do you start...
I'm just so grateful that I didn't have Twitter as a teenager.
I'm so glad it's not around. I mean, MSN was enough.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
In fact, I've started to migrate away from Twitter and back into pen and paper.
What, writing letters?
I've started to write again.
Write what?
No, I mean, so, well, it started with, I wrote a few, but if I'm really honest, it started because I met a girl, okay, and she wrote me a letter. And I was so touched by that letter that I thought, I can't FaceTime her.
Was it like a pen pal?
Is she in prison?
No.
Did you have to send money off to her 3 times a week?
I was so touched by that letter. Can you not ruin the fucking sentiment?
Sorry.
She's been released.
She's been dismissed.
So I thought
she had the lethal injection now.
I'm gonna write back to her.
Yeah.
Okay. And it was a really cathartic experience because I could just say whatever I actually felt. What I felt for her, but just about what was going on in life. And yeah, it was kind of like a pen pal thing, if you like.
Yeah.
Right. And it really opened my eyes to maybe we should write to each other more and tell each other how we feel and stuff like that.
I don't like the sound of that.
Okay. So, recently, 50 Shades of Grey. Okay, is in the cinemas. And there was a huge thing around Valentine's Day where men felt completely alienated.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Girls going to watch Jamie Dornan spanking some girl's ass, and then the women sort of getting off on that and coming home, and then all you can do is that the next time you have sex is think that your wife's not thinking about you. It's terribly emasculating.
Do you
Isn't
feel?
It?
I don't feel it's emasculating.
No, well, no, but for, no, but you're not in a long-term marriage with a 40-year-old wife. That,
oh, right.
Do you know what I mean?
Whereas you are,
so.
Whereas Ollie's empathy is right up there.
Yeah.
No. So here's my thing. I thought to myself, I've got a few friends that have this problem, and I thought, I can help. I can rewrite a similar program, but that is for guys, so that we could. You know, and what a lot of my friends are getting into at the moment is gardening.
Right.
Well, you do hang around with some exciting people, don't you?
Loads of my friends are getting into gardening. They love it.
Why? Really?
The idea of growing some veg. It's like, isn't that, honestly, all my friends, Facebook used to be full of like people off their face on pills in nightclubs.
Mm.
Now, it's people showing off their courgettes.
Is that a euphemism?
Lovely, yeah.
Okay, so anyway, here's the point, right? So
you've coupled the two, have you? You've gone gardening and grey.
I have done a little bit of research, right? And I have come... And admittedly, it is just an idea at the moment.
Fine.
Okay? Right. It's just... it's a working sort of... I've scribbled. It's not a full novel. But I wanted to test the waters with you to see if there was longevity...
Right.
In it.
Go on.
Okay. It's cool. I'll give you the title because I wrote the title before I wrote the
classic. Oh, right. Yeah. Cut the title before the idea. Sounds like one of the sales guys.
It's going to be probably some weak pun.
Oh.
Oh. Go on.
50 Sheds of Grey.
Say again?
50 Sheds.
Fine.
Of Grey.
I've heard enough.
Oh, you were lucky there, right. Seb. It wasn't a bad pun at all.
Yeah, no, it was
I knew, Seb, I knew you were going to be like this. So to really bring it to life, I got a jobbing actor to sort of read a couple of extracts. So I don't know...
What?
Is it your dad?
I don't know if you want to hear them.
Have you actually done this?
Yeah, no, I've got them here.
Is it one of your gardening pals?
This is ridiculous.
It's an actor I paid a few quid to do.
All right, okay.
He was happy, I was happy.
Go on.
So, I don't know yet.
Let's have a listen.
Okay, so shall I just... So I just want you to remember, like, why I'm doing this, to bring guys back.
Yeah. We've got it.
Remasculate them.
Okay, here we go.
She was tall, slim, ready for action. I had been looking at her for weeks on the internet and in the magazines. I wanted her so badly. To grip her with both hands and treat her roughly. I decided it was time to approach her. The garden centre had new stock in. That hoe had my name written all over it.
This is outrageous.
And I actually did...
I want to hear more.
I
have got some
Seb's
more.
In. Have you?
I went... The thing is like... Because I read... I watched a programme about Ian Rankin and how he, even though it's fictional, he will actually go to the location of where, say, someone buries a body. He'll be, like, off a road in Edinburgh somewhere and he'll go off into the actual bush where he's going to set it and he'll just take it all in. So I went to the garden centre.
Right.
That's where I found the home.
Right.
Literally on the corner.
On the street corner?
There was like 30 hoes.
Fine.
Just on the corner.
Good.
Yeah. And that's where the inspiration came from. And that...
Easy with them as well, because they've all got a price tag on.
And then I found what could be an ongoing storyline. Because not being a gardener, I didn't realise people had so many problems with weeds.
Fine.
So this is where the next bit comes in.
Oh, right, okay.
Got some more.
As I gripped it with my right hand and steadied myself, I tugged and tugged with all my might. Red-faced, I had to admit defeat. That weed was not coming quietly.
Loads of people just tug and tug and tug.
And get their weeds out.
Just nothing's coming out.
So how? What's next?
Well, admittedly, at this stage, it's just... You know, it is just an idea.
It's just the title in those two clips, isn't it? You've not written anything.
And there are there are copyright issues with the title. They've got sort of 50 to 100 wrapped up.
Right, okay.
The film company. But I feel like maybe I could release it as a book of short stories.
Get Alan Titchmarsh to do the voiceover.
Most guys read on the toilet. So if I could do sort of a series of short toilet stories, because you actually spend 2.5 years of your life on the bog.
Great. 50 Sheds of Grey could get you through that.
So do you think I'm onto something?
Mm. I'm looking forward to the one about the fork in the vegetable plant.
Yeah,
Ollie Gallant and Si Alexander on FUBAR Radio.
My lover's got humour. She's a giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval. I should've worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak. A fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes. She tells me worship in the bedroom. Heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Amen. 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 Take me to church, I worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sin.
Take Me to Church. This is FUBAR Radio. Ollie and Simon here with you, and we will get into Room 102 shortly, where the nation try and ban their pet peeves to banish them forever.
You never guess where we got that feature from. You'd literally never guess. Anyway, we were talking about 50 Shades of Grey before. Ollie's come up with a genius idea called 50 Sheds of Grey.
Thanks. I really liked it. It got me going.
Yeah, did
yeah,
it?
I did, yeah.
All right, I don't you move away. So... this has, I mean, the controversy surrounding the book and the quotes from it. Ollie, you told me that you'd read some of it online.
I found the 14 most raunchiest extracts because I've got a short attention span.
Well, that might help you because I want to play a little game here. Now, it's beyond raunchy, some of the clips and the quotes. It gets quite, you know, it is dark. It's brutal.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
What, worse than the film?
I haven't seen the film, but you know,
I've seen the 14 raunchiest extracts from the film.
Fine, well, this will help you. So now we've coupled together anonymously quotes from the book with quotes from genuine murder trials.
What?
Right? And the game is
Hold on, I feel like we should have some theme music.
All right, okay.
Have you got some? Let me see what I've got.
Yeah, I like this. Okay, you've just got to decipher whether the quote is from a genuine murder trial or from the book.
What I like is, I feel like we've matched the music to the theme of the quiz.
Yes, definitely. Okay, so Seb, our news reader friend, is here, as you might have gathered, and he'll be playing against Ollie. I think you should go head-to-head on this.
Yeah,
so,
I'm totally up for this.
Here you go. If you struggle, I'll tie your feet together. Was that a genuine serial killer, or was that Jamie Dornan for 50 Sheds of Grey? Shades of Grey.
I'm going to say that's Jamie Dornan.
I'm going to say that's too long. It's not graphic enough for 50 Shades. That's got to be a murder trial one.
1 point to Ollie. It is Christian Grey.
Oh, yes.
It's Christian Grey. Well done. The desire to inflict pain. That is all that is uppermost. Is that 50 Shades of Grey, or is that... serial killer.
It'd be good to know it'd be nice to know what cases they were. Like who the case. Do you know where
I don't know where they are.
What a shame.
Yeah. What a shame.
I always like to give things context.
I think that's what the friends and family of the victim said.
I'm gonna say that sounds like a judge telling the
defendant?
Yeah, the defendant that's what they are.
Fine.
So I'm gonna go with real murder trial.
50 Shades.
50 Shades. It's a real murder trial.
Yes!
How sinister is that? If you're on the jury and you just hear the guy go, the desire to inflict pain, that is all that is uppermost. I mean, that is freaky out, isn't it?
Serial killer.
I know. The minute, I'm not going to watch this movie.
Okay. Short and sweet, this one. I am a monster.
50 Shades.
Is that 50 Shades or is it a serial killer?
50 Ollie. Shades.
Seb thinks 50 Shades. Would
yeah,
you?
It's that classic. It's that classic thing, and it's like, oh, you can't fix me. I'm a monster.
That's his defense.
How many times do you use that line?
No, but you can see him use that, and before she knows what happens, her knickers have sort of just melted off, haven't they?
So, what are you going for?
Yeah, I'm going to get 50 Shades.
50 Shades, both of you.
Yeah.
It's not. It's a serial killer.
Oh my god.
I
is he? Can we just? Can we just... I think what would be nice about this feature, if at the beginning is a disclaimer, we could go, these are serial killers, but don't worry, you can sleep tonight because they are locked up.
I actually can't confirm or deny that.
We don't know.
I'd hate to say that, just in case I was wrong. So I don't officially know. Let's move on like it never happened.
See, right. It could be on the streets right now.
Oh, here we go. I am going to hit you 6 times and you will count with me.
That's 50 definitely shades. 50 Shades of
Grey. Yeah, it's got to be.
Is it?
That was in the 14 raunchiest.
He's got unfair advantage.
You are both correct. Yeah. Well done. What's the score,
Hold
Sam?
On, can we have our bell, please?
It's 3-1.
You both got that?
Right.
There you go. Like that.
We got time for one more.
Go on, then. This is a great one.
What? One more? So you've won?
I've definitely won. I've read the 14 raunchiest extracts.
If you make a noise, I will gag you. Keep quiet. Serial killer or Christian Grey?
This could go either way. Because that could be an arousing situation or a deadly situation.
It sounds like a deadly situation to me. I'm going for the serial killer.
Also, okay. What I always worry about, I mean, not that I'm into bondage, but... Yeah.
Serial killing? Or?
What would worry me is... What I don't understand is where they go, okay, let's have a safety word, banana.
Yeah.
Which I always think is a bit too close to what's going on anyway.
Yeah, the bone.
Like, you want something like... complete, like, I would... Mine would be something like squirrel.
Squirrel.
Well, do you know what I mean? No, because like...
I think stay clear of animals.
Yeah.
I feel like banana could come up in conversation.
No, it wasn't the safety word. It was a suggestion.
I'm... Give it a sec to say it again.
If you make a noise, I will gag you. Keep quiet. Are we talking Dornan or killer?
That's a tough one. Could be a killer, that, couldn't it?
It could easily be, yeah.
What would I do if I was going to kill someone? Keep quiet or I'll gag you. I think I'd be more... I think you'd probably be slightly more, like, angry. You'd be like, shh.
Pointing a gun at someone's head.
Shh.
Keep quiet.
Or you better quiet down or I'm going to do...
I'm going to gag you.
I'm going to go with 50 Shades, please.
50 Shades.
I've gone for Serial Killer.
It's 50 Shades.
Is it?
He says that.
Whoa.
50 Shades.
Absolute whitewash.
Is there a twist at the end of all this? Is he going to be a killer or does he ever commit a crime? Do we know? Has anyone read it?
Apart from getting someone to sign a contract and beat them violently.
Well, she has signed it.
I'm pretty sure domestic violence is a crime.
Well, if she signed the papers, what can we do about that? I mean,
should have read the small print.
Yeah. If she signed it, then what? If she's ticked the T's and C's box.
I don't want to be a part of that. Sign the T's and C's. It's not getting a mortgage.
That was part of the
Barclays,
film.
Simon.
That was part of the film, though, wasn't it? She had to sign a contract.
Well, this is what a lot of people are upset about, Simon. They think it's promoting, you know, B&Q sales of ropes and ties.
But the writer and the director and the producer and the actors would just say it's art. It's just a, you know, it's not real, is it? It's art, that is.
Same voice coming to me.
on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome to Room 102. Every week, you are letting us know about your pet peeves, things that really get under your skin, things that you wish you could just banish forever. Sometimes it's people's wives. Sometimes it's people leaving the milk out. It can be literally anything. We're joined by Michael Webster. Some interesting facts about Michael is that he studied chemistry at university, so he's clearly a very intelligent man. Now, tell me how you've applied that degree in chemistry, Michael.
Well, I recycle aerosol cans.
Why are you laughing? Why is that funny?
Because
you make it sound like you're not that that job's not worthy of you. Is it not?
Well,
could anyone do that, or do you need a degree in chemistry to do it?
Well, between you and me, you don't need a degree to do it.
I imagine it's quite dangerous. I threw a baked bean can on a bonfire once.
Oh, full?
Sealed baked bean can. And I had a fleece on, and the molten hot baked beans burnt through the fleece. And and I remember, I was a teenager, and I remember my mum thought I'd been smoking, because you know when you, do you remember if you ever used to get a cigarette on material, it goes straight through it?
Yeah.
And I kind of just went, yeah, I was smoking, because I thought she'd be more angry that I nearly killed myself with a baked bean can. I imagine it's a similar thing with aerosol cans. They're quite dangerous, so they need to be dealt with.
Yeah, it can be quite dangerous, yeah.
So what do you do? Just throw them against the wall and get the... How does it work?
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, I crush them with my bare hands, basically.
Because to me, it sounds like a really fun job, just exploding aerosol cans.
It's not as funny as that.
Okay. All right, so the rules are very simple. You'll have 30 seconds to give me and the rest of the audience your argument, and then we'll play a song and we'll decide whether it's worthy to be banished forever. Just give me the subject title first, please, Michael.
Okay, it's casseroles with pastry lids that are masquerading as pies.
Right, just say that one more time.
Casseroles with pastry lids that are masquerading as pies.
Casseroles with lids masquerading as pies. All right, you've got 30 seconds to convince us. You'll need all 30 seconds, I imagine. Go.
Right. So you go to a restaurant. You fancy a nice pie. And you order your pie. And it comes out on the plate. And it's just, you see a ceramic dish. You cut into this pie. There's no sides. There's no bottom. It's just a casserole with a lid on. It's not a pie. You need... The filling needs to be fully enclosed for a pie. And it's breaking the trade description back.
Okay, so you're saying this is actually... it's actually illegal, what they're doing.
Well,
okay, so let me just clarify this in my head. Let me just get this right. So the dish comes out. You take the lid off, and there is pastry on the top.
Yeah.
But then the rest is, they've been lazy, basically. They've not completely. Yeah. So you are obviously a man that likes the pastry. And when you've got through, let's say, the top 10%, you've run out of pastry. That's your problem, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Okay, now I can understand that. All right, then. I need a few minutes to think about this, all right? So will you stay on the line and we'll come back next?
Sure. Okay.
With a love song that he made, find the streetlight, steps out of the shade, says something like, "You and me, babe, how about it?" Juliet says, "Hey, it's Romeo. He nearly gave me a heart attack. He's underneath the window." She's singing, "Hey, like, my boyfriend's back."
shouldn't come around here singing up at people like that. Anyway, what you gonna do about it? Juliet, the dice was loaded from the start, and I bet many of you exploded into my heart. And I forget, I forget the movie song. When you're gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong, Juliet. Come up on different streets, they both were streets of shame, both dirty, both mean. Yes, and the dream was just the same. And I dreamed your dream for you, and now your dream is real. How can you look at me as if I was just another one of your deals? When you can fall for chains of silver, you can fall for chains of gold, you can fall for pretty strangers and the promises they hold. You promised me everything, you promised me thick and thin, yeah. Now you just say, oh, Romeo, yeah. You know, I used to have a scene with him, Juliet. When we made love, you used to cry. Said, I love you like the stars above. I love you till I die. There's a place for us. You're on a movie song. When you're gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong. Do the talks like the talk on the TV, and I can't do a love song like the way it's meant to be. I can't do everything, but I'll do anything for you. I can't do anything except be in love with you. And all I do is miss you and the way we used to be. All I do is keep the beat, bad company, and all I do is kiss you through the bars of a rhyme. Julia, I do the stars with you anytime. Oh, Julia, when we made love, you used to cry. I said, I love you like the stars above. I love you till I die. And there's a place for us, you know.
Welcome back to Room 102. It's like Room 101, but far worse. Michael's got a real problem. If we just recap quickly to Mr. Webster, who recycles aerosol cans for a living. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're studying for chemistry at the moment, this is what awaits you in the future.
A dream.
Is a life of recycling aerosol cans. Now, he has a lot going on in his life, but one thing that really gets under his skin that he can't handle is when casseroles with lids masquerade themselves as pies in restaurants. So let me see if I got this right. The pie comes out, it's in a ceramic bowl, there's pastry on the top, but when you dig into it, they've been lazy, they've not filled the rest of the bowl with pastry or the bottom. So 10% into your meal, you've run out of the right ratio of pastry to meat and vegetables, let's just say.
Exactly.
Is that a good summary?
Yeah, a pie needs to be fully enclosed with pastry.
I mean, my concern here, Michael, is that I don't know how many other people this morning are going, yeah, That is a major... I mean, we've got, you know, we've got things like problems with the NHS, terrorists, poverty. Are you telling me this is up there with things that need to be banished?
Well, it's not far behind, to be honest.
Yeah, no, maybe, because like I've gone on the headlines this morning and it's not in the top five at the moment.
But, no, it's at six.
Do you know what? I just, you've done it with so much conviction that I, like, this is clearly a real issue for you in life. And I feel like you're right. It wouldn't take much. Pastry doesn't cost a lot of money. Just fill the whole bowl. Keep it in the casserole bowl. Fine. Yeah. But just put pastry all the way around.
Yeah. Exactly.
Do you know what? I think it should go in. I'm going to give it you, Michael.
Yes, thank you.
Casseroles with lids masquerading as pies. They're in.
Yay.
So that was me speaking to Michael earlier in the week. Mm. He was brilliant.
Good
right?
argument.
Great argument. I don't think I gave him enough credit at the time. Because since then, every single person I've spoken to, when I've told them, I've gone, oh yeah, pies, masquerades, casserole. Nightmare.
Well, this is a conversation me and Seb had a long time ago, isn't it?
Oh, I feel like, Michael, finally there's someone...
willing.
...understanding my pain.
My pain.
So what are we saying then to people working in restaurants that are listening?
Frauds.
Should be sacked. Definitely, yeah.
Shut them down.
It's not a pie, is it?
You won't believe it.
You could say, you know, oh, I'll have the casserole, please. Ah, lovely, sir. Would that be with a pastry lid or without? So you could get the option for the pastry lid on your casserole, but it's not a pie, is it?
No one's going to go for that option, are they?
No.
It feels
pure
to me
laziness.
Like it's cutting corners and it's saving costs.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
I'd really love a pie right now.
This is unbelievable. There are, producer Andy found this, there are 5,600 people who have officially signed a petition to make it a crime to call a casserole.
No.
Where do I sign?
With a lid, a pie.
How many people?
This is 5,600 people so far. Wait,
that's uncounting.
Wait for this.
506,002 now.
If it gets to 10,000...
Oh, it's got to be debated in Parliament.
Is it?
It has to be considered by the government.
Is that right, Seb?
Yeah. It's 10,000 signatures on an e-petition like that. Yeah,
they have to bring it up.
It's got to be debated in Parliament.
Well, so I'm just going to... And we'll put this, you know, wherever you're listening, we'll put this, you know, somewhere.
Does it state the case on there? Is it similar to Michael's argument?
Well, I haven't actually been... 6-4... Let me open this up on here. Producer Andy's got it here. Right. Make wrongly describing a casserole with a pastry lid as a pie a criminal offence.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, this is the argument
I'm
hearing.
So good.
I'm surprised Eric Pickles found the time to do this.
Like, I shit you not, this is on the HM government website.
It is. Yeah. Okay, look at that.
There you go.
So here we go. It closes. Oh, it closes. It's not on here for too long. Right, so... For too long, customers in pubs and restaurants have ordered what is described on the menu as a pie, only to be served with a casserole and a pot covered by a puff pastry.
Yes, oh, the puff pastry.
This sounds like Michael again. This is probably Michael on here. This is not a pie. It is also curiously difficult to consume. A pie is
where'd
defined...
You start? I'd take the lid off and knife and fork that, and then I'd
Hold
go
on.
With a spoon for the rest.
Mm. A pie is defined by the OED... Do you know what that means?
Oxford English Dictionary.
Oh, right, okay.
You're an idiot.
Okay.
Seb just threw his pen down like...
Well, just write the Oxford English Dictionary. It's not on Twitter now. Right, so, a pie is defined by the Oxford English Dictionary as a baked dish of fruit or meat and vegetables, typically with a top and, here's the key part, a base of pastry.
Yeah.
This petition urges the implementation of criminal sanctions upon the owners of food outlets that serve items described as pies without a pastry base.
Hallelujah! Yeah.
Exemptions will apply for Shepherd's Cottage and
That's true, actually.
That's a fair point.
Fish pie, shepherd's pie, cottage pies, they are exempt. Yeah. And why are they called pies?
I don't.
There's no a pastry at all.
Yeah,
what is. Mashed potato, isn't it?
I love it. Whoever's written this has completely undermined their argument.
Except for
tiny writing at the bottom. He's gone,
exemptions will apply for shepherds. You know, at the end of adverts on the radio.
Jesus, yeah. Who's made apply?
Yeah, he just goes, exemptions will apply for shepherds, Scotch pies and fish pies.
Oh, I love that.
Ollie Gallant and Si Alexander on FUBAR Radio.
This is FUBAR Radio. Ollie and Simon here with you. And each week we look back at what's happened on planet Earth through our eyes. We're also joined by Sebastian, our news reading friend.
Hello.
Who actually had to get a degree to be on the radio.
And it shows.
So one of the big things over the last week was, of course, for me, I don't like sport at all. I don't watch sport apart from rugby.
You love it.
I love the rugby.
I don't understand why you don't, you know, if you love rugby, surely empathy for other sports.
Well, I usually will wind you up about this and say, like, you know, I'd make jokes about football and how people fall over and they should just get on with the game. But it all comes down to, it was simply that my dad didn't watch it.
Yeah.
So I just didn't, but I played rugby at school, so then I have an appreciation for rugby. That's as simple as it gets, really. We went, so the Six Nations, I don't know how it came down to 2 yards, one penalty, and the final minute for the whole Six Nations. I was on my knees in the pub, and it wasn't alcohol related. And it excites me when we see the rugby live. Like, we went to see the Wasps. We live really near Coventry, where the Wasps have moved now. Mm-hmm. And we went to see one of the opening games this year when they moved to the Rico. And Simon and I were doing some hosting. And so we got to stand next to the pitch. And when they came running off, I'd never been that close to professional.
Ollie, do you know what Ollie looked like? You know when it's depicted a lot in films where they had the Christians sent to the lions in a Roman, like in a den?
Mm. Right, easy.
When the lions came out, it was when the players were coming off the pitch. It was Ollie was like a little tiny little Christian from a Roman film,
and I sort of was pinned against the tunnel wall
as a chariot of fire came past.
It was like a train coming past. I sort of pinned myself against the wall. And do you know what my first thought was? How depressing is this? This is what I genuinely thought. Mm. I thought if I had a girlfriend with me, like at the time, any single one of those guys, just take her.
Wrestle her off you?
Just have her.
I don't know. They may have brawn, but have they also got more brains than you, Ollie?
Yes.
Yes, most certainly yes.
And she'd probably go happily. Well, even I was looking at their thighs going, yeah, well done.
Actually, you came round for... Which game did you get? You came round for the England-Scotland game, the penultimate game of the Six Nations.
Yeah.
We'd already had a couple of Guinnesses at this point, but... the commentary is always something that's incredibly fascinating at any sports event because they can be very witty and funny. But do you remember when the commentator, England started really well. After 8 minutes, we'd scored 10 points. It looked like we were going to win like 70-0. We didn't.
Oh, yeah, I know.
he goes, Scotland scored a try back, and the commentator, being dead serious, just goes, classic England, they've started too well. And it's the worst comment I've ever heard at any football. Started too well.
Yeah.
You can't start too well.
Yeah, you can.
What do you mean? How?
Because psychologically, you think you're so comfortable that you start to relax.
No, but he said you can't win if you start too well.
Well, they're going to lose now because they started too
they
well.
Got 10 points of it. They'll kick themselves later. They'll kick themselves. Started too well.
I know. As if like the manager from the side would be like, guys, can we rein it in a bit because we've started really well here. It's making me a bit on edge, to be honest.
No, I agree with him.
How?
How can you start too well?
Because, you know, it puts you just in too much in a comfort zone.
No, but you can never give that as advice. In the dressing room, you can't go, don't get too early a goal because we don't want to start really well.
But just because you wouldn't give it in the changing room as advice doesn't mean that, you know, it's not true.
That's like in the F1 going to Jenson Button at the beginning. Just say he's off fifth gear. What? No.
Don't go to fifth gear too soon.
Don't start too well. And when he comes back in, he goes, Hamilton, just lap me. Yeah, but you didn't start too well. So you'll be right here.
I don't think that's a fair comparison.
FUBAR, giving radio the finger.
Try to keep you close to me, but life got in between. Tried to square, not be in there, but said that I
should have been. Hold back the river, let me look in your eyes. Hold back the river so I can stop for a minute and see where you hide. Hold back the river, hold back. Once upon a different life, we rub our bikes into the sky. But now we caught against the tide. Those distant days all flashing by. Lonely water, lonely water, won't you let us wander? Let us hold each other. Hold back the river, let me look in your eyes. Hold back the river so I stop for a minute and be by your side. Hold back the river, hold back.
Sunday nights are hard at the moment.
No Top Gear.
Top Gear off the telly. And I know there's Dave. But the thing is with...
It's weird watching car reviews from 2006.
The way you need to look at this is... The way that I look at this is... The BBC is your girlfriend that you love. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
It's a... She's... She hasn't... You know, she hasn't slept around a lot. She's...
A lot?
Yeah.
Just a bit.
Do you know what I mean? She's, you know, she doesn't just jump straight into bed. She respects herself. She's bright. She's funny. She's maternal. She's someone you want to spend your life with.
Right.
Whereas Dave...
One night stand.
You're in Magaluf. It's a one night stand. Or maybe, you know, she's a late night booty call. Which is fine. Yeah. You know, that's okay.
I don't think does Dave even work before midnight?
Do you know what I mean? That's okay if that's the girl you're going to... Do you know what I mean? You're just having a bit of fun.
Yeah.
But you're going to do things to her. You're not going to do to your girlfriend. Do you know what I mean? Like, because that's if she is, you know, a long-term girlfriend, that could be the mother of your children.
Yeah, yeah.
And you don't want to do that. And there's a difficult conversation. I mean, that's a separate conversation. But you don't want that. See, that's a tricky one. You know, because you don't want to spice things up too much with your girlfriend because you don't want to degrade her because she could be the mother of your children.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? So, BBC Dave
poles apart.
Poles apart, but both serve a purpose.
Yeah, of course they do, yeah.
So, yeah, okay, for a Sunday night, I can go to Dave for a couple of Sundays.
But not every Sunday.
But it's not the same as a long-term relationship with a Top Gear. Do you know what I mean? I need Clarkson.
I don't really care. Don't really care about it.
So I went from... So, okay, so I imagine a lot of people feel the same here. So you go, right, Top Gear's not on. oh, okay, I'll flick around, I'll see if I can find How I Met Your Mother.
Mm.
What's the science-y one? Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
I ended up all the way down at Deadliest Catch.
That's fine. I love a bit of Deadliest Catch.
And I enjoyed it more than I thought I would do. Okay.
That's where you get your hats inspired from. Look at that.
Well, this is it. So to the point where after I'd watched it, I started Googling North Sea fishermen.
Right.
Just because you just do that now, don't you? When you're fascinated by something.
Yeah, if you watch a TV show or a film you like, you want to find out more about the actors.
Yeah,
or the
so
film
I found out a bit
how it will happen.
And some of the characters in it, it's really interesting about what they do and stuff like this. Anyway, one of the guys connected to this, a guy called Angus MacLeod, not a Scottish name at all, was out fishing in the North Sea. And I want you to take yourself there, Simon.
Right, okay.
So, but what you need to think about, not just being at sea.
Yep.
I want you to think that those boats are like family heirlooms.
Okay, they're a part of the furniture.
They're worth a lot of money, and it's been handed down from grandfather to father.
More sentiment sort of value than actual value of
the ship. No, they're worth a lot.
Oh, really? No,
yeah.
This is actually worth
trawlers
a bomb.
Trawlers are big money.
Fine, okay.
Some of them are up to, like, cost £1 million for a trawler.
Right, okay.
Serious money.
Fine.
But they make a lot of money.
Lovely, I'm on it.
So you're proud of it, you're out in the ocean.
How big's my crew?
You've got one.
One?
Yeah.
Sounds like a nightmare.
He does a bit of everything.
Right.
Can fish.
Probably want at least another one, to be honest, if
cooks.
I'm going to
well,
do this.
I'm sort of saying this is your situation.
Okay. Fine.
So he cooks. Right. He's multitasker. He cooks, cleans, and occasionally does a bit of fishing.
Yeah.
You're in the cockpit with the...
I'd rather get about 4 or 5 crew and I'll just dictate.
Yeah, but it's a business, isn't it? You've got to pay them, and fish prices at the moment aren't great.
Right, okay, fine. So I'll roll with it.
You're making do.
I'm rolling with the punches,
okay,
yeah.
So
yeah.
You're out, you throw your net overboard, or whatever you do, lower the chains.
Yeah, yeah.
A bit more technical than that. I'm
trawling.
Sure.
I'm trawling.
And.
Hit me some crabs.
You catch something big.
Right, great.
I want you to think it's nighttime.
Yeah.
The sea's rough.
Uh huh.
And
dangerous.
Something is really, really pulling.
Great.
Like, you can feel the engines of the boat straining against the drive of the net. Something is
now,
pulling.
Wait a minute. Am I excited because I'm thinking, hello, we've got the biggest catch of the year here, boys, or boy, it's just me and him, and then we're all really happy, or is it too big?
I think you're scared.
Really?
I think you're scared.
I've got jaws on the other end of this.
I think you're thinking, I've never felt anything this big.
Okay.
In my life.
Right. Okay, so what happens next? What do we do? Or just, can we lower it? Can
it
we stop
gets
it?
So bad, it starts to get worse until it grinds the boat to
surely
a
I've
halt.
Just said, let it go.
You can't, it's in the net.
Right.
You can't just let the net go.
Jeez, what have I got? Okay. Is this real? This really happened?
This really happened.
Can I have a, is it a killer whale?
No.
Right.
Suddenly, the whole rigging rips off, the net's gone.
My goodness. What, the and pulleys
I'm,
and everything?
I'm talking gone? That's £10,000 of your family gear.
Jeez.
Just at the bottom of the
right.
North Sea. Okay. This guy...
Oops.
So, this happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
You then go, right, I better go back in, because I've got no nets now, I can't do any fishing.
Yeah, go back to shore.
You go back into land. When he gets back into land, he finds out that someone spotted a Russian submarine.
No. They caught a submarine. He caught
a nuclear Russian submarine.
No, you're joking.
And it was illegally in British waters.
So the submarine was, like, in a net, ready to be lifted up by this little trawler?
Yeah.
Are you joking?
Yeah.
That is amazing, isn't it? Imagine
No, but of course, then... So then the UK...
Imagine if they brought it up and they just, like, you see... I imagine the little window.
No, so hold on. You've got... So what I'm saying now is it's you against Russia. So you go, you won't...
Yeah, but they've got a nuclear submarine. I've got 10 crabs.
But you're 10 grand out now. And you're going, look, Russia...
They owe me some money. Yeah.
And they're going, well, you weren't in British waters.
Oh.
They're denying being in...
Jeez. I don't know what I'd do, but what did they do? What happened?
Well, he's going, I've lost 10,000 quid. And Moscow again, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
Really?
Submarine?
That's not on, is it?
Fishing net? What?
It's not on.
You just see it crawling back into Russia with, like, nets trailing off it and a kilt off the back of it. So anyway, my point was that So this is how far I got with Deadliest Catch. Mm. But then earlier in the evening, did you see Ski Sunday?
I didn't.
Oh,
how does it go? How does it go again? The song. I can't picture it. Have you got it? Have you got it there?
I've got it on here. Because we use it for when the schools.
Oh yeah, of course we do.
I don't know why we use
Cause
it.
Because they both involve snow, don't they?
Oh yeah, I never made that connection.
You're an idiot. Oh yeah.
And Ilmington CME Primary School, the pipes have frozen.
They haven't.
A child has frozen on the playground in Welford.
No children have frozen on the playground in Welford.
The canteen staff were seen dragging the child off from the playground.
But that didn't happen.
Anyway, so I'm watching Ski Sunday the other night.
Yeah.
I love Ski Sunday.
I can't believe it's back.
And it makes me a bit sad because I'm like, I just really want to go skiing. And,
yeah.
Anyway. And they're showing the downhill racing, right?
Mm.
There's a skier who has one of the most unfortunate names I've seen for quite some time.
Oh, really?
Josef Furstel. Which is spelt
Josef
almost identically to Fritzl,
Joseph.
As in Joseph. Like, there's one letter that's different.
No.
To the crazy Austrian guy that had the people in his basement.
Wow.
And I thought, it's like there being a mass murderer called Olli Galent.
Yeah. You'd be devastated.
Would you change your name?
Yeah.
Because all of the you could see the announcer going, and next up to the downhill skier, please welcome Josef Furstel.
Who?
People are going, what? No. They're all looking up. No. And he comes out, oh.
Please welcome to the slopes, Adolf Hitler. please welcome to the top of the slopes, Jack the Tipper.
Sorry, who?
You just mean... Absolutely.
And winning gold in the X Games is Bin Laden.
It would be really unfortunate.
I just thought, well, would you change your name?
I would. Would you put your nickname on there?
The thing is, it's like before, like if you were. But the thing is, it's like that's quite difficult, isn't it? Because imagine if I came in one day. Because it's not like he's an old villain.
No,
you know, it's like coming in. It's no longer the Simon. It's Fred and Simon in the morning. What happened, Olli? Well, there's just this guy that came out. This Olli Galent, he's a really nasty man. I've changed my name.
Yeah.
I just thought, how unfortunate
that
for
That is
him.
Horrible, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm glad we've made it better.
Good, yeah, we have.
Olli and Si on FUBAR Radio.
Crawling back to you. Never thought I'd call and run. have you got the goods? Been wondering if your heart's still open, and if so, I wanna know what time it should. Simmer down and poker up. I'm sorry to interrupt, it's just I'm constantly on the cusp. I've tried and to kiss you, I don't know if you feel the same as I do. But we could be together if you wanted to. Sort of hoping that you'd stay.
Didn't we both know
that the nights were mainly made for saying things that you can't say tomorrow day? Crawling back to you,
crawling back
to you.
Simon here, you're listening to FUBAR Radio, and we were just talking about the unfortunate downhill skier, Josef Fürstel.
Oh, it's just so, it's lovely, it's poetically beautiful, but he must be devastated. And also, I'm guessing, because that was a fairly, in terms of history, that was a fairly recent story, so he, like, it's not like it was an unfortunate name after the event. He'd have come into the news as his name was already. He was like, oh, I can't believe this.
I've just remembered the... Do you remember the party at my ex-girlfriend's house? The name on head game?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. I completely forgot about that. Has Seb heard this story?
No.
Seb, this is Seb,
was this another party I wasn't invited
to? No, we didn't know you at this point.
Oh, right, this is probably one of the worst things I've ever done.
This was brilliant. This is absolutely true. So, Ollie... We were at Ollie's girlfriend's house at the time, and she lived with a guy called Dom, and he had a German girlfriend, who's really sweet, really lovely, and we were all drunk one night, six, seven of us, and we decided to old school, you know, play Names on Heads.
Yeah.
Is there a name for that game? Because I always...
Yeah, it's called Names on Heads.
No, there is a famous name for it.
There's a famous name for
yeah.
it?
Yeah, there is, yeah.
I'm always like, let's play that game where you put your name in your head.
It's
good to have a name for it. If anybody knows,
yeah.
do let us know on Twitter.
So,
at Ollie_Gallant.
Well done for remembering your name. Yeah. So we started playing, and Ollie got the responsibility of putting a name on. Is it was it
Kirsten's head.
Yeah, on Kirsten's head.
German.
Now, bear in mind,
no. Right.
No, but
this is
right. No,
this is
no.
Brilliant.
Let me give this context because this is really important for my character here. Kirsten had not been in the country long. I got on really, really well with Kirsten. I'd helped her settle in. Like, I was really got on well with Dom. Like, I thought we were in the, like...
Friends,
friend.
Yeah.
Friends. I thought we were in the tree of friends.
German
friends.
I thought we were in the safe tree.
Right.
The safe tree zone.
Right.
Okay.
Carry on.
So, Ollie decides, I know, what would be funny with the... The first and only ever time that he's played Names on Heads with a German girl.
Right, I'm thinking Icebreaker. How do we sort of, you know, we're obviously not racist.
Yeah.
So, let's just get an Icebreaker out there.
Yeah.
Hitler.
Yeah, Hitler. Adolf Hitler. Yeah. Put Adolf Hitler on the head.
Yeah.
So, at this point, we're laughing, but we're sort of going, oh, well, you know, maybe if we take the name off her head, it'll make it look a bit...
The worst thing was, is that she was the last one standing.
Well, no, this is what I was about to say. This is the problem. So we decided to go with it, because we thought if we went, oh, no, that's harsh, then it'd create a bit of a stigma around it. So we just went, oh, let's go with it. We're in good company. This is really funny. So we went with it. We'd all got ours until we were all just there while she just couldn't get it. She just wasn't even close. So it got to a point, like, you know, like, when you shake yourself. I was sat there with my friends in the middle of England as we're sat there with this poor girl with Adolf Hitler written on her forehead. Well, and I was just like, what are we doing?
She was going, so it's a world leader.
Yeah, she must have been.
World leader. Yeah. Really, really well known.
He defashionized a certain moustache. I don't even know what this could be.
Hated Jews, loved dogs.
She must have been thinking, actually, there's absolutely no way that me, as a visitor to this country, hardly knowing these people, that on my forehead, absolutely, they would have put the name of one of the most evil men in history who besmirched the name of our country. There's no way they'd be that insensitive and crass.
It gets worse.
It gets even better. So it got to the point, right, where we said, well, we're all out. You're never going to get this. It was silly anyway. Let's just take Adolf Hitler off your head. To which she just goes, oh. Like, there was not... She wasn't laughing. So we decided, let's have another round. Let's do it again.
Dom had gone to bed at this point.
Ollie decided, I'll be fair this time. I'll do Kirsten's, I'll be fair. Right. So what does he put on her head this time?
Goebbels?
Nope. In a way, this is worse. He decides, based on our previous story there, he'd put Joseph Fritzl on her head.
No, now, really? Now, my argument was... So my argument was, to make it look like I'm definitely not racist, right? Mm. I'll continue along the line of sick murderers.
Right.
Rather than... Because what I could have done is gone German, like Angela Merkel. I could have stayed German, but
Boris Becker.
I didn't want to make it look like I was playing on the German thing.
Yeah, Hitler's
so
Austrian.
So I went,
but...
I'll continue...
So is Joseph Fritzl.
That's why I went.
He was the German leader, isn't it? Like, no, not gonna...
So that was it. I thought, oh, I'll continue with mass murderers, but I'll go Joseph Fritzl. She'll go, oh, he's not racist. He just...
And guess what? She didn't get it, and we had to tell her again, and we went to bed.
I
never saw her again.
No, and this is
never saw her again. I'm not joking.
This is the worst thing. Anna, my girlfriend at the time, texts me saying, "Ollie, Kirsten was really upset after you left."
I wonder why.
I know. Dom, it's just, what was he thinking?
Dom is furious. Bear in mind, Dom owned the house, and I used to be around there a lot because I was dating Anna.
Mm.
So
absolute.
I had to go round. Imagine this at 11 o'clock in the morning. With biscuits to apologise for writing Hitler on his German girlfriend's forehead and then writing Joseph Fritzl.
I just don't know what was going through your head.
Imagine how awkward at 11 o'clock in the morning. No one's drunk.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I haven't got 8 pints in me at this point.
Yeah.
It was one of the single worst moments of my life, that apology.
I know. So ill-judged.
And Dom was, he's quite straight, and he was just like, well, I think, you know... You know, you've apologised now. I think, you know, you need to leave and we'll just move forward from this.
Oh, God, I can't even handle it. The thought of it.
Those custard creams were good, though, weren't they?
FUBAR!
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. And baby, my heart could still fall out. Of a place your head on my beating heart. I'm thinking out loud, maybe we found love right where we are. When my hair's all but gone and my memory fades, and the crowds don't remember my name, when my hands don't play the strings the same way, I know you will still love me the same. 'Cause honey, your soul could never grow old, it's evergreen. Baby, your smile's forever.
Si here, this is FUBAR Radio. Now, before we got completely sidetracked there with the story about the unfortunate time when I wrote Hitler on.
You say unfortunate like it was a mistake. It wasn't you deliberately.
No, I did, but she. It was her reaction that was my
downfall.
Didn't
go down well, yeah.
So when we were talking about this poor downhill skier, Josef Fritzl, obviously very, very close
unfortunate
to,
name,
to
yeah.
Fritzl. It has got me thinking about people out there with genuine... There will be people listening right now who have unfortunate names. And they could be light ones. Do you know what I mean? Just like, you're Richard Lovers.
Dick Lovers. That's tame compared to what it could be.
Yeah, I know, but...
There's a basketball player called Mr. Fuck. Have you seen him?
That's not true.
Yeah. Basketball player.
Not
Mr.
a professional
Fuck.
Player.
Yeah, Mr. Fuck. It's
But how do they get round it on TV with the commentary?
What can you do? Oh. It's like the German defender. Wasn't there a German defender called Stefan Kuntz?
Yeah, but it was pronounced Kuntz.
You just sound northern saying it. That's all. You can't wait for the surname. You're not doing anything wrong.
Yeah. He scored against us at Euro 96. He was a bit of a... Yeah.
One of my best friends, Vicky, she...
I know this. Oh, this is
incredible.
Brilliant.
Have I told you this before, sir?
No, I don't think so.
So, her surname's Cockman.
Cockman.
As a starting point, brilliant.
It's already not great. Yeah. Now, her mum and dad... this is too good to be true. Every time I tell it, I'm so excited. This is absolutely true. Her parents' names...
First names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, the couple known as...
The Cockmans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
dick and gay Cockman.
That's true.
Right? That is absolutely true. Now, it gets even better.
Could have been Fanny.
Gets even better. You won't believe this.
Yeah.
If they had have double-barreled the two surnames, which some couples do, so it's plausible. It's
the not her like, maiden name.
I'm not, yeah, I'm not, you know, fishing here.
Yeah.
It would have been... Dick and Gay Long Cockman.
No.
It's beautiful.
I mean, there are porn stars out there with less glamorous names than that. I should have thought of that. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
God.
Absolutely ridiculous.
I found online some of the top names. And these are taken from, like, people have screenshotted. Like, it's always people being interviewed on news channels. Yeah. Because nobody with a name, let's just say, like, Sean Dickensheets...
Sorry.
Nobody with a name like Sean Dickensheets, who's a culinary student in Australia.
How's Dickensheets spelt there?
D-I-C-K-E-N Sheets.
Right.
Okay. So it's not Dick in Sheets, it's just
Dickensheets. Yeah. Right.
What I'm saying is it's self-filtering, the media industry. Yeah. No one like that is going to get a job without their name being changed along the way.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
can.
The great thing about news channels... randomly interviewing people and then posting their names on the screen is this is where you find
you
the absolute gold.
I can't mean, filter it.
Just light ones to start with, like Jack Goff, you know?
Lovely. That's just, lovely, yeah.
It's simple,
like that. Simple,
but it works.
Beautiful.
I mean, there are some more intense ones, like BJ Gobbledick.
What?
That's not real.
She was interviewed as a woman, Betty.
No.
Yeah, Betty.
BJ Gobbledick.
Yeah, Betty. They didn't put the full. They didn't put Betty on the front of it. Her dog had escaped on a local news channel in Australia. One of my favourite ones is on BBC News was the guy that was just Christian guy, Christian guy.
Christian guy.
That's his name. The Christian guy.
Yeah,
I quite like that.
Yeah. Not rude. I'm not gonna. You know.
Yeah, and you know, there's some classic ones like Willy Stroker. We've all seen that one.
What?
That's a real name.
They've got to be made up.
No. He's a farmer from Ohio.
Yeah, anyone could have said that.
The top of the
list. Anyone could have said that.
The top of the list. What I don't understand about this is he's being interviewed. He's sat at his desk, right? Okay, so he's sat down. You know the name placards people have on their desk?
Yeah.
I mean, who has that anyway?
Yeah.
You certainly wouldn't have one made if this was your name.
Go on.
Okay. So I don't know what he does here. He doesn't explain his job title. It looks like he works in some kind of accountancy firm. He might be a solicitor or something like that. I don't know why he didn't keep his full name of Richard to start with, but we'll...
Right.
It's going to be a dick. We've got a dick on our hands, guys.
Yeah. Here it comes.
I'm reading this off his placard on his desk.
Yeah.
We've got it.
You've got the setup.
We've got it. Come on.
Dick... Raper.
No.
And I, just for proof, I'll show you the desk.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh dear. Oh dear.
That is fantastic. I didn't expect Raper to come out then.
You never do.
I've got to say,
do.
I didn't. I never thought it'd be that bad.
No one saw him coming.
Yeah.
You know I'm blind, so why? Radio.
I was doing a big shop yesterday. I don't often do big shops. I like just like getting bits here and there.
Yeah, you're really bad. That's an expensive way to do it, to buy stuff like every day as well.
I like buying fresh food all the time. I don't like buying like store cupboardy things and frozen stuff really. So big shop was unusual, but anyway, it was going around for a while. Sidled up to a checkout, and on the one next to me was an elderly guy. And we've all bought a weird combination of things from supermarkets before. Like, you know, when you've run out of like anti-bac wipes and you need to couple that with some milk, or, you know, I need some paracetamol and I also need some oven gloves. Like, you know, you get some weird combinations. But this was like he just landed in the country. It was like he was just starting his life here, because the combination of things, I've never seen anything like it. This is absolutely true. Firstly, a duvet with pillows.
Right.
Wellington boots, bread, and a rake. Now, I don't know. I think what I surmised was that he has just landed in this country and he has bought a shed with an allotment.
No, my interpretation is his house is just burnt down.
Yeah.
So he needs some temporary bedding and he needs to clear it up.
Yeah. That's exactly it.
I saw a lady in the supermarket yesterday just put down 30 bars of green and black chocolate.
Really?
And I thought, she's having a bad week.
That was a big week.
As random as those items were, this did lead me to think, though. Seb, I'll let you wade in here as well, okay?
Right.
If you could only have a... So say you were starting a new life, or that say there's an apocalypse or some sort of awful thing's going to happen, but all you need to know is that there is a bunker.
First thing I think there is, I'd be dead.
What do you mean?
I was saying this to you the other day. Like, you know the opening sequence of Saving Private Ryan?
Yeah.
When they land.
D-Day.
Yeah. You know, they're coming on the beach and, like, there's waves coming over and they're like... And then you see all the German guns, you know, and everyone says to you, don't they? They go, oh, you never think it'll be me? I think I'm the first one to go.
He's so sceptical.
You know when it's like, it's zoomed in on Tom Hanks, he's there and like everyone's being sick around him, and then suddenly a guy behind gets a bullet through his head before they're even anywhere near the beach.
Yeah.
I always think it's me. So before we even
Helpless.
Get to the bunker.
Right, well, okay, you're in luck here, Ol.
You're in the bunker.
You are.
I've
you're,
made
you've
it.
Got a,
I've
you've made got it. A small bed with your name on it, a single bed with your name on it.
I carried you over my shoulder into the bunker.
Yeah, that, sure.
Sure, in a fictionary sense,
so,
let's say yes.
So this is the scenario. If you could both do this.
Okay.
You're in a bunker, right? You've been told you've got to go down there. You've got 5 years until you can come back out again.
Just a quick question.
Radiation leak. Oh, no.
Quick Sorry. Question.
Right, okay.
Are there people to play with? I'm just thinking about games.
What? Sorry. Say again.
What?
Well, I'm thinking about games.
Okay.
Like,
oh, right.
I'm taking games.
Yeah.
Should I take
right.
a two-player?
Right, okay.
Oh, right.
I need two controllers for my Xbox.
Okay, this is what I'm saying. This has all been... They've foreseen all this, so it's going to be fine, but it's like prison down there. So there is loads of people. You've got, like, bunk beds, but it's organised and it's fine. There's not going to be any, you know... It's cool.
Right.
This is like a military operation.
All right.
And everyone's got their name on a bed.
Right.
But
it's
prison style.
I know the first
so
thing
you've got running water... You've got light, so in terms of electricity, you've got light, but you don't have sockets.
Bog roll.
You've got bog roll. We're talking...
You can make a fortune selling that.
Bog roll, rationed food. It's rubbish food, but it's rationed, so I will let you bring something else in if you want, but it's rationed.
Reggae sauce to spice it all up.
You probably... That'd make you fart.
Oh, yeah,
you're gluten intolerance, wouldn't
I'd
it?
Be banished yeah. immediately. Okay, I know exactly what I'm going to take.
So you've got three things
yeah, got
you're
it.
Allowed to take down for 5 years.
Got
That's it.
It. Got it.
Go on then.
Wi-Fi.
No, you can't take Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi.
I could charge
Wi-Fi.
Everyone to I could charge.
It's not like
everything
you're putting your rucksack, is
no,
it?
No, and also I've just said you can't take any electrical appliances, so what would you use on your Wi-Fi? You wouldn't have anything to use when you... If you took Wi-Fi down there, you go, great, I've set up the Wi-Fi. You've got no devices to use.
What?
My phone battery's only charged up to 80%.
That's not going to last 5 years,
yeah,
is
you,
it?
You said that there's a limited amount of electricity. I'll take my iPad.
No, just there's light.
There's light.
That's enough
it.
Of light, but no sockets.
So what about my flight simulator?
No, right. Nothing like that.
I'm going to have to go and rethink. Talk amongst yourselves.
Sev.
I'd take a pack of playing cards, Simon.
Ooh.
Because certainly when I was growing up, they provided hours of countless fun.
Wow. I guess with those you can.
Sorry, I was waiting for Ollie to jump in with something.
I'm just having to think.
You can play patience with those.
On your own,
with two, three, four.
If nobody wanted to be friends with me in the bunker,
if not more,
yeah.
And then you could also make pyramids with them.
Oh yeah, I mean, just a boundless amount.
They're a versatile.
They
toy.
Are. Yeah.
So that's a great one. Cards. They're in.
Thank you.
Anything else?
Yeah.
What would you take?
Anxiety medicine. So, like, beta blockers.
I'm sure medicine is included in the thing,
isn't it? No, Simon said it wasn't. Because I've worked out here that people are stuck inside. Anxiety is going to be a big issue.
Yeah.
I can make money prescribing anxiety tablets to people.
Okay. Money?
Yeah.
I
can barter for products like cigarettes or whatever.
Yeah.
I wouldn't get on with you.
Drawing upon your years behind bars.
And a guitar.
Oh, that's a good one.
But you can't play guitar,
well,
so...
perfect.
Somebody else will be able to.
I've got time on my hands.
Okay, good one.
Oh, that is a good one.
Yeah, you've got to do something that you can learn. Like, that's absolutely. The one thing that I'd really need is music. Like, is there any way I can... I know.
There's nothing, because there was no radio to listen to.
I know what I'm going
to
take. One of those wind-up electricity generators.
What?
You, like, wind them up and they produce electricity.
Do they?
Yeah, like a small amount so I can power a cassette player and I can listen to Green Day.
Right, so
you've got the only cassette I've got at home.
Well, that's Nimrod. More than one object. That's more. So you're going with a wind-up generator with cassette attachment. I don't know whether that exists, but you've got a little bit of time to make it. You've got beta blockers and a guitar.
Lots of beta blockers. I've got a lot of
So Seb, you've got playing cards.
Yeah. Does the ration of food include alcohol?
No.
All right, I'd probably take some booze with me.
You can now take powdered alcohol because it was made legal in the US this week.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, I'll give you this.
I'll give you either.
Yeah.
10 bottles of the nicest red wine ever.
Right.
Right. Or...
they get better with age as well.
£500 worth of alcohol powder, which when added to water will last you the whole 5 years. Or you can have 10 lovely
bottles.
If
I'm going to be locked in a bunker with Ollie Gallant... I'm wanting
and powder, his guitar.
I'm wanting the powdered alcohol. And, I, you know, thirdly, just condoms, I guess, because we've all got needs, haven't we?
Yeah.
Nobody's mentioned any
how
girls.
How many condoms?
It's just you, me and Simon at the moment.
No, the whole of society's got to go down. I told you, it's like prison.
But imagine that as a conversation breaker. Imagine that's the first night there. All right, you're all sat around the table. It's like, do you remember that program where they cast them onto a Scottish island with Ben Fogle?
Yeah, he
did bloody well.
Castaway.
So, yeah, Castaway, right. So they're all sat around, all getting to know each other. Yeah. You know you're there for 5 years together. Mm. So I guarantee the icebreaker, first evening, everyone's going to go, oh, what was your luxury item?
Yeah.
People are going to go, oh, I bought my guitar. Oh, that'd be nice. We could sing Christian songs together because there's bound to be a Christian in there. And then they go around the table.
I hope not.
Everyone just goes, oh, I've got a wind-up cassette player, and don't worry if anybody gets anxiety. I've got some beta blockers, £3 a packet. So, or I'll exchange some music books or whatever. Yeah. Comes around to you. What have you got? Condoms.
Yeah, well...
you're going to look
just
desperate,
just imagine
mate.
The awkward silence.
You're going to look desperate.
As all of the women scurry to the other side of the room.
You're going to look desperate.
And
that.
One guy edges closer to
also,
you.
Also, how many condoms?
Well, you know, just like a, maybe, I don't know, like a standard packet will come out.
What, of three?
Well, you know.
I suppose if you work it out on your average ratio,
at least, I'm being realistic.
I've brought condoms, I only brought three.
Don't rush all at once.